David says in Psalm 24 and verse 8, "Who is King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle." We have a battle on our hands in this country today. Forbes magazine says in 2025, there were 3,028 billionaires throughout the world. When you have billionaires with lots of money and no Jesus willing to promote division, there will always be people willing to accept money for any number of reasons, and many are justified, such as the need to pay bills, to buy food, and so on. Let's keep it real. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 9 says, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish lusts which drown men in perdition." The definition of perdition means final ruin. There are some things money cannot buy, such as peace, goodwill, freedom from the ravages of war caused by evil men. Vladimir Putin, a Russian billionaire, would be a great example. The amount of money in one's bank account cannot stop the bombs being dropped on the people of Ukraine. As to money, the words of rapper Meek Mill comes to mind, who says, "But you can't pay God with it." Learn to trust in the living God. Many people fall into the category of those mentioned in Hebrews 12 and verse 9, which says, "We have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect." A Goliath is referred to as someone or something with an unusually large amount of strength. Today, that Goliath is the political discourse taking place within this country. When the people are almost equally divided, the goal will never result in achieving unity within the political sense. It would be nice to say, as the title to a song by Ray Stevens says, "Everything is beautiful." There is every reason to be concerned. Christianity is under attack. The level of anger on display today is a devil-inspired behavior. The Apostle Paul said to the brethren in Ephesians 4 verses 26 and 27, "Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil." When we are angry with one another, we in essence are giving place to the devil. For good reason, Paul said to the brethren in verse 29, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearer." Chapter 6 and verse 12, he says, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places." It is crystal clear in verse 13 what we are to do. Paul says, "Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in that evil day, and having done all, to stand."